This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Louisiana, for the second year in a row, has the worst road rage in the country. Why is that? Brian Wolschen joins us now, professor of civil engineering at LSU, specializing in traffic and roadway engineering. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
It's good to talk to you. Happy New Year. And I'm not driving right now, so I presume you aren't as well?
Actually, I'm in Detroit, Michigan, and it's kind of interesting that Louisiana was number one because, you know, I don't see much difference between any of the other places that I go to around the country. So,
yeah, it's interesting how they go about rating this. A lot of different things go into it. The Consumer Affairs Research Team identified states with the worst road rage by analyzing data on fatal crashes involving careless or reckless driving, violations for dangerous driving, and traffic incidents involving gun violence. Louisiana number one for the second year in a row. Do the conditions of the highways in Louisiana, how do they compare with other states?
You know, that's a great, great question. And it's something, obviously, since I work in the field, I'm very aware of and I look at all the time. You know, there's characteristics about Louisiana roadways that are different than other parts of the country. But by and large, they're pretty uniform and they're pretty similar. Now, there are big differences, I would say, in maybe maintenance and the ability to keep roads in great condition. What I also think maybe that we see in Louisiana a little bit more is, you know, just the amount of congestion and where that congestion occurs. And I think that, you know, that can play into it as well. You know, people get impatient and they do things probably that they might regret later. But in the moment, they forget that they're not the only people on the road.
Yeah, I think sometimes that has a lot to do with it. And I know you're not a psychologist, but I think sometimes people look at things as being personal when in fact it's not. It's just business. It's moving. You know, I'm not trying to get all Zenist here or anything, but it's just about one car moving from this point to the other. There is somebody behind the wheel of that car, et cetera.
Yes.
Is there anything we here in Louisiana could do from a maintenance standpoint to maybe make it easier for drivers, or does it go back to that myopic, it's all about me, I'm the only one having road trouble here, I'm the only one that's having traffic issues, so everybody else look out, they gotta pay. I'm thinking of the Mayhem guy on the Allstate commercial now.
Yeah, well, you know, that latter part of what you said, I think, is a big part of it. So for the older listeners in your audience, there was a bit by Jerry Seinfeld, and he would talk about, but there's only really one perfect driver in the world, and that's me. Mm-hmm. And he said, the rest of them are idiots and maniacs. And he said, if you're going slower than me, I think you're an idiot. If you're going faster than me, I think you're a maniac. So, but what happens when we look at driving, and we, even though, you know, we're in engineering and we study engineering, design, and planning, we also look at the human element. So people drive based on the expectations of what they see and what they feel while they're out in the road. And it's our job as planners and engineers to make sure that what we design and what we plan is consistent with their expectations. Now, we've done studies and we look at the differences between male drivers and female drivers and drivers of different ages, and there are definite differences. But what we find that's very common is that people look, just like you describe, people look at driving as a personal experience, and that they need to get from, or each person individually looks at, I need to get from where I'm at to where I need to go as fast as, or as efficient as possible. And that anybody else who's on the road is sort of in my way, or they're an impediment or an obstacle for me doing that. But what people forget is other drivers look at them the exact same way. So I think that, you know, there's things that we can do as far as congestion and reducing, you know, stop and go. And we give people time to make lane changes and decisions. But we are really dependent on how people use our roads and how they think not only about their driving, but the interaction of other driving with other people.
I get a text about synchronization of traffic lights. Talk about the effort that goes into that. And first of all, again, going back to the myopic part of it and the personal part of it, not every light is going to be green. I think if you get into your car, right, Brian, and you presume I'm going to get every green light on the way to where I'm going, maybe you need to lower your expectations a little, because that's not going to happen. If it does, it's nice, and you can text your friends and say, hey, guess what? I got every green light on the way to work. But that's not going to happen for everybody. It can't happen.
Right. Well, two things on that. So, the latter part of what you said kind of makes me chuckle a little bit. It's people get very upset when they're driving and they see things that they don't like, and they'll complain to their friends, or some people will even call, you know, the city or the state and say, look, you need to fix this. But no one really will call up the state or the city and say, hey, I think my commute on the way to work was great this morning. You know, like, you did a fantastic job. I got in, you know, a minute and a half sooner than what I normally do. People don't really think that way. They just, you know, they get upset when things don't go well. Now, in terms of the synchronization, that is infinitely more complex than people realize. So when you look at the timing of traffic signals, it is easy, relatively speaking, to synchronize them for movement in one direction. So you can use what's called an offset, and you can delay the start of the green time based on how long it takes you to get to the downstream signal. The problem is that that does not work if the signals are unevenly spaced in for the other direction. So what happens is the lights for one direction might work well, but they don't work well in the other direction. It's kind of a one-direction type of sequence. Then it's further complicated by cross-street traffic. So we also need to do cross-street traffic. And we also have a lot of left turners. We have pedestrians. There's a lot of things that happen. So as engineers, a lot of times, as far as synchronization, we try to shoot for that big bullseye in the middle. And we want to move the most people that we can as efficiently as we can, realizing that it's never going to be perfect for everybody. People don't like that, you know.
Let me say,
why can't it be time for me? Go ahead.
No, that's all right, Brian. It again, going back to the, you know, me. Mm-hmm. You're not the only one out there. There are other drivers, and everybody does have somewhere to go and something to do, et cetera, et cetera. I'll talk about speed limits when we come back. Professor of Civil Engineering at LSU, specializing in traffic and roadway engineering, Brian Molchan is our guest. He had a lot to do with the, the contraflow plan that it seems as though we've gotten away from. 852 Traffic, WWL.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
8:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWRL, talking to our friend Brian Wolshin, a professor of civil engineering at LSU, specializing in traffic and roadway design. Somebody texts in and says, is there any kind of engineering that would stop people from cutting other people off on a Claiborne flyover by the Superdome? No, there is not. But that does bring us to zipper lanes and the way a zipper lane is supposed to work. Right, Brian?
Yes. I love your questions, by the way. And I love,
well, thank you.
I love, yes. And I also love the curiosity of your listeners. So zipper lanes is, again, something else that we evaluated here in Louisiana, and it's in widespread use in Europe. And the way it's really supposed to work is that when you come to we'll call it a lane drop, mm-hmm. or you go from two lanes to one, it's an alternating merge, like a zipper. It's every other car goes. Well, what happens, just by culture, a lot of times people like to be courteous and they like to not be in the open or the lane that's about to close. So they move to the left or move to the right. And then what happens, then you have other people who are more aggressive and they shoot right to
the front. Now, aggressive being an objective word there, because
that's correct.
Are they being aggressive or are they merely using the zipper lane as it's designed to work?
You are exactly right. So what I call it is courteous aggression. So you can be aggressive, but aggressive driving can actually help to move traffic more efficiently. So if people use that lane and then they merge the way they're supposed to, it would be more efficient. But nobody really does it that way. So there's the theory and the idea of what we're trying to do. Remember I said there's what we do to set driver expectation, and then there's drivers who use what we give them to do it properly. And that doesn't always match. And that's one of those cases.
You got to come back and talk to us some more, because I think people need to understand the way it's designed and the way it's engineered, so that you're not, if you decide to get way over in the left lane early on for whatever reason, and that's where the lane is and the right lane's closed, you can do that, but that doesn't make the other person a jerk for trying to use the zipper lane the way it's designed. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. Coming back, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.